I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Inside Sources. Inside Sources. Utah's source for exclusive access and insights behind the news. Here's the opinion page editor of the Deseret News, Boyd Matheson, on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome, everyone, to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. Great to be with you today. I am Boyd Matheson, and as always, we got a lot of ground to cover in the fastest 60 minutes of radio as we actually try to help you slow things down just a little bit, divide the rage from the reason, elevate the conversation, connect the dots, and help you make the news make sense today. And we're hoping to have Mark Pope, head basketball coach at BYU, join us from Indianapolis shortly. And we're just waiting to get him on the line, get an update of the Cougars as they get ready to play somebody, either Michigan State or UCLA coming up on Saturday. And so they will wait to see who wins that play-in game. Those are two storied programs. But as always, from Coach Pope, there's so many leadership lessons and life lessons that he's going to hit as we go through that. And we've got a jam-packed show today. David Abar is going to join us coming up at 11:20. And he's got some exciting things that he's doing as he expands his business and his impact into China, into some different spaces, including Hong Kong. So we're going to be talking about that. And his connection to Dr. Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, probably one of the most well-known books on the planet, and the principles there. Again, always coming back to the principles of leadership that he is sharing, not just here and throughout the United States, but around the world and into China, Singapore, and Hong Kong coming up here in the months ahead. Also, Derek Brown will join us from the Republican Party, the state of Utah, will join us at 11:35, and then Miles Hansen, from World Trade Center, Utah, is going to join us at 11:50 today, talking about an event they've got tomorrow that includes former ambassador to China, John Huntsman. And they are going to be talking about China and its unique place in the world and how we all deal with that. We've been talking this morning on KSL News Radio, of course, started the morning with Tim and Amanda talking to Utah Junior Senator Mitt Romney, who has been talking about a partial boycott of the Beijing Winter Games coming up in 2022. For the World Trade Center Utah, they're going to look at all the complexities of doing business in and with China. And they've got a three-day conference coming up that begins tomorrow. I'm going to help facilitate some of that discussion. And so we'll talk to Miles Hansen coming up at 11:50 today. And if you missed the program yesterday, we went through a couple of our conversations with Coach Pope from last year at this time. You remember it was at this time last year when BYU was on the verge of having a big moment at the big dance in March Madness. And, of course, did not happen as the NCAA announced with many others in the sporting world that they would cancel their championship for the year. And anyway, we've got that. I've just got a note from Coach Pope. He's going to be jumping on. They're just looking for a space with some cell coverage. So we're just holding on for just a second here with Coach Pope. He's going to be joining us, and we'll get his thoughts on a year later and what a difference a year does make as we look at the NCAA tournament. And, of course, BYU is not the only Utah school there. Utah State will be playing as well. And we'll track their progress as we go through the week. Also, wanted to give a big shout-out to BYU Women's Cross Country, who won the national championship yesterday. Truly extraordinary. That is a program that has just done some extraordinary things and capped it all off with a great, great victory there at the Cross Country Championship. And so with that, let's cue the music as we bring Coach Pope in.
It's the high
It is the most wonderful time of the year. It's the most happy season of all. It is March Madness, and we're really pleased to be joined now on the line live from the bubble in Indianapolis, BYU head basketball coach Mark Pope. Coach, thanks for making some time for us today.
Hey, I am so sorry. They got us on a media parade here, so I know I'm a couple minutes late. How great is our cross-country team? I mean, how incredible is that? So hyped about that.
Yeah, so awesome. And I loved how their whole motto of we're not going to wait. We're going to work while everyone else waits to see what happens was just such an incredible mantra there. And really proud of that team. And now your team is in a great place. We actually replayed yesterday on the show, Coach, our conversation from a year ago when you had to tell your players that there was going to be no happiest season of all, no March Madness last year. And that important lesson you taught in terms of the game only asked one question, and that is, how are you going to respond? And so now a year later, you're back in position. You actually have a date, a sort of date for the dance, one of two option. But what's the leadership lesson? What's the message and principles you're giving your players rolling into what will be a fascinating March Madness?
Well, there's been so many learning. I mean, what a year of learning, right? It's just this, and it's all. You know, the great thing about sports. Don't tell my guys this because we want them to believe. To you know, this idea of suspension of disbelief that's so important in any type of you know, theater or cinema is also applies to us. The reason that sport is such an incredible teaching, learning venue is because you lose yourself in this idea that this is the most important thing in the world, right?
Yeah.
And so it carries all the weight and the realness of the most dramatic things in life, even though it doesn't necessarily carry the harsh consequences that other things in life do. So you get to learn. You really get to learn because you have all that pressure, even though it's a little bit fabricated. So there's been so much learning for our guys. And you know, one of the things that has been at the top of our list since this time last year was this idea that it's not really control the controllables. It's more about refusing to grab onto excuses. We've talked about this a little bit. You know, a cancer for an athlete, I kid you not, it's the worst thing for an athlete and a team is ready-made excuses. It just is the worst, because when you're going through the grind and putting yourself through the pain and torture and suffering that you do as an athlete, where you challenge yourself emotionally and physically every day, and pushing yourself beyond any limits that might be comfortable, having ready-made excuses is the worst. And we've had COVID sitting on the shelf all year long.
Ready for action.
Yes, and it's just, it's there, and people, you know, it's acceptable. It's an acceptable excuse.
Yeah.
And I was so proud of our guys this summer. You think about the dog days of the summer, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you've just lost the NCAA tournament, you don't even know if you're going to have a season coming up, and you have to make the decision whether you're going to actually go in and do your second workout of the day on your own. When there's no games in sight, and it's moments like that when all of us want to grab onto the COVID excuse and be like, I don't even know if we're playing. Why am I going to torture myself like this? And then certainly through the course of the season, we had so many games canceled and rescheduled. And my guys have been incredible, like astoundingly incredible, about refusing to grab for that excuse that's sitting right there in front of them. It's just kind of keeping the blinders on and saying, no, we're going to get better today. And
yeah.
Of all of the lessons that we've, you know, all the challenges we face and the things we've had to fight this year, that's been the one thing that I've been most proud of these guys. They've been willing to do that, and it's super impressive. And it's going to bode well for them through their whole life.
Yeah, and it is. It's such an important life lesson to get there. In fact, really interesting. I was talking with my friend and our pollster, Scott Rasmussen, this morning, and an interesting number for you, Coach. 39% of Americans were happy they had the COVID excuse so they didn't have to go to functions they didn't want to go to. So
yeah, that's super interesting, right?
Yeah, I mean, really interesting.
Really interesting.
Yeah.
So as one of the side products of this world experience that we're all going to.
Yeah. So as you look at again, unique setting in the bubble, also unique setting in that you're only a few days away from March Madness tipping off, and you aren't exactly sure who your opponent is. So what's the mental strategy for you as the leader and for the team as you sort of double prepare for either UCLA or Michigan State?
Yeah, we kind of laughed about this when, you know, Selection Sunday is just it's a penultimate moment for us, right, in the course of a season. And so it's such an exciting day. And so, you know, of course, our draw was the very last bottom half of the left side of the bracket, the very last teams announced. And so there was this rush of excitement when we got called out as the six because we thought that was our ceiling. We thought we were anywhere between a six and eight, and we got the six, and we were so excited. And then right on the heels of that, they announced the 11, it's two teams, which just seems so incredibly appropriate for us in this COVID year because you've had to, like, this has been a year of contingency plans. I mean, we've spent so many, literally hundreds of hours coming up with contingency plans for everything. And so we just kind of chuckled to ourselves, be like, yep, why would it stop now? It's just what we signed up for this year. So going into it, you know, we're doing a full prep for both teams. It takes more time, takes more energy from our guys, takes more time from us, but it's clearly worth it. And there's advantages on the back end of that. We've done it, you know, several times this year where we've had to do multiple preps or really quick turnaround preps. And so we've got a lot of experience doing it, so that's how we're approaching it.
Yeah, fantastic. One last question for you before we cut you loose, Coach. We know you've got a jam-packed day, two teams to prepare for, and a host of media to do there inside the bubble in Indianapolis. If you're just joining us, we've got BYU head basketball coach Mark Pope on the line with us. And as you've looked at your team, as you've gone through the year, as you said, a lot of unexpected, a lot of changes, not bowing to the ready-made excuse. What has surprised you? What have you learned as the coach from your guys as you've gone through a really unprecedented is the overused term, but what have you learned during the course of this pandemic?
I think it's inspiring how – I think the capability of these young people is so inspiring. I don't know how much we hear that right now. I think it's daunting, and I think it's humbling to see – potential that maybe in this next generation of young people, the potential that we are failing to harness in them, I think is I think it's a little bit scary and humbling because they've got it, like they have it. These young people that I get to work with every single day, they are extraordinary human beings with so much potential in there that it's our job to unleash. And so I think it's both inspiring and a cautionary tale for us that, you know, we got to do a good job with this young group of this next generation because they have the goods, man. We just kind of have to help them get to them.
Yeah, absolutely. And coach, as we get ready for Saturday, we're all going to be watching. We're all going to be engaged. It is the most wonderful time of the year. What should we be watching for early in the game? What's a signal that you're going to be sending through your guys in those early moments, regardless of the opponent, that we should be watching for?
Yeah, we've had a saying the last 4 weeks, really. Ever since we lost to Gonzaga in game two, we were really disappointed with the physicality of the game with us. And so it comes down to just that simple. You know, are we locked in and knocking bodies around and joining in the physicality of the match? You know, I think this is such an incredible sporting event because it's a single elimination tournament with teams from across the country, and those teams that can roll in from the tip being fully physically engaged tend to have success here. Sometimes there's a lot of ugly basketball in this tournament because there's a lot of nerves and a lot of newness. And so what gets you on the top is you're physically engaged. You know, how are we going to manage ball screens? How are we going to be on the glass? How are we going to be physically in transition? The physicality of the game is a number one key for us.
All right, fantastic. Well, Coach, we always appreciate your leadership. We appreciate your perspective and the lessons that you teach, not just the members of your team, but the community and the country. And it is really the most wonderful time of the year. So thanks for joining us. Thank you for getting us all ready for March Madness.
I love the theme song. Let's go.
All right. Game on, Coach. We'll talk soon. All the best. You're listening to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. Stick with us. Much more to come on KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.